Good morning, kids. It's Monday morning. I hope you're having a great day so far. I hope you're awake and ready to find out some more about who God is. This week, we're focusing on the answer to this question, where is God? And you know, you could ask a lot of people that question and get a lot of different answers. Some people say God's in heaven. Some people say God's in my heart. Some people say God's right here. He's all around us. The truth is, all of those things will be right because the correct answer is God is everywhere. There's no place you can go and get away from God. God is everywhere. My friend Dallas is here to talk about that a little bit more, but first, a very goofy joke of the day.
Why did the skeleton cross the road to get to the body shop? Hey, wake up, kids. This is Dallas, and today we're answering this question, where is God? The answer can be a little complicated. You might hear some people say, God is in heaven, or you might hear some other people say, God really showed up at church today. Sometimes people say, God was right there with me. So can God be at church, in heaven, and right beside that person? And can God be in heaven, in every church, and beside every person at all the same time? In Psalms 139, David explains that there is nowhere that we can get away from God. Anywhere we go, he is already there. That means God is everywhere. Bible teachers use the word omnipresent to mean that God is everywhere. Some people get confused and assume that God is everywhere. That means part of him is in everything. But that isn't true. It's not that God's foot is in my house and his hand is at your school. All God is everywhere at the same time. Other people think that everything contains a little piece of God. God isn't everywhere doesn't mean part of him is in the rock and part of him is in the tree. God isn't other things. He's simply everywhere. He's in your room now. If you go to another room, he'll be waiting. If you go outside, God is there. If you go to the smallest closet you find, there seems like there is only room for you. But God is in that closet too. Take a spaceship to the moon and God will be there. There's no place that you can think God isn't present. Where is God? He is omnipresent, and that means he's everywhere.